Right. Wow, the history. The history of DBX Class is actually pretty long. The project itself got started in 2005. It actually just celebrated like 10 years in August. Wow. But before that, it all started with Class DBI, which I think was started in 1999 by Michael Schwern. Started a lot of stuff in the Perl community, apparently. Then got taken over by Tony Bowden, and then Matt Trout came to Perl and was pretty unhappy with some of the limitations because, you know, let's face it, in 1999 we didn't really know much about in Perl we didn't really know how to do object orientation correctly yet. We didn't have enough best practices and things like that. So instead of breaking backwards compatibility with everything, he started a new project, which is DBX Class. What does it do? It's if you've seen Inception, the movie, there is a thing there where they basically get into the in between creation of dreams and consuming of dreams. DBX Class is not as much of an ORM in the traditional sense. It's more of a tool that lets you both generate queries and consume the result of queries with kind of two semi-loosely related parts, which together, however, work to get together to basically give you a full-blown ORM.
So it's as I described. I mean, you use it to access without writing SQL, although you can actually write sort of SQL in it too if you want to, right?
That's correct. So basically on the query side, when you're actually talking to the database, of course, databases these days still, relational databases still mostly speak SQL. There are some ways to, you know, to try JSON and things like that, but mostly it is SQL the way it was back in the 70s. And it is pretty tedious to write, especially for most of the queries that you do are not very complicated. They're basically select stuff from stuff where stuff. And you write this over and over again. With a framework like DBX Class, you are able to cut the middleman, so to speak, and express your code directly to express your queries in code directly. And then the ORM, the query generator part, will take care of translating this into SQL that the database will understand.